Shula's back with the business news.
Thank you, Gavin. Irish organisations have been awarded more than €836 million euro in funding from the EU's Horizon Europe Research and Innovation Programme. The current seven-year programme aims to support organisations to tackle global challenges, to conduct research and boost the EU's industrial competitiveness and growth. One Irish company that has benefited from the funding is Sirius XT, and its managing director, Tony McEnroe, joins us. Joins us in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in. Before we hear about Horizon Europe, tell us about Sirius XT. What do you do?
So Sirius XT is a spin-out from the School of Physics at UCD, just across the road from here. We've developed a laboratory scale, what we call a soft X-ray microscope, a low-energy X-ray microscope that produces high-resolution images of the internal structure of biological cells at very high resolution. So to put this into context, we're taking a biological cell that's about the diameter of one tenth of a hair diameter and resolving that down about 1,000 times to see the internal structure at very, very fine detail. Now, this is very important for scientists that are working in disease research and in drug discovery. There's a saying in biology that structure determines function. So by being able to image the structure and how it changes, we help scientists understand how the disease is functioning and affecting the cell.
And where are your microscopes used?
So our microscopes will be used in disease research laboratories across the world. These are generally government-funded organisations, but also in pharmaceutical companies that do early-stage research.
And how have you benefited from the Horizon Europe Research and Innovation Programme?
Developing high-tech products that will be commercially successful is a very long and expensive process, and typically an SME finds it very difficult to raise funding from venture funders in Ireland or anywhere, especially at the early stages. And Horizon Europe plays an extremely important role in helping deep tech companies like ourselves get kick-started with the funding that we need. So we've benefited from a wide range of Horizon instrument supports. Mainly the European Innovation Council has supplied both funding in the forms of grants and equity to help scale up companies like ourselves break into international markets. And we've worked with consortium-based research groups where we've been able to introduce our microscope and get partners, research organisations, to help us test our product and, you know, measure the benefits of that product.
So it's not just about the funding, it's about the collaboration
as
well.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Almost 500 organisations have secured funding from the programme. Ireland is tracking ahead of its target. What do you put that down to? Is there a lot of innovation happening here?
I think there's an enormous amount of innovation happening in Ireland. I've worked and lived and done startup companies right across three continents, and I think Ireland is probably one of the best in terms of supporting startup companies. And the startup is right across the technology readiness scale, from concept right through to product introduction.
And what's the criteria to secure funding?
You have to have a breakthrough technology that can have an international impact in this world. Our product, for example, has an impact on health, on global health. And by, you know, introducing our microscope, we're hoping to accelerate the rate at which diseases can be cured.
And the likes of Enterprise Ireland, they support companies and organisations in securing the funding.
Enterprise Ireland's help has been tremendous for us and for all startup companies, not just in direct supports, but also in the soft supports, like giving advice to us where to go for European funding, giving us access to training grants, helping us get into new foreign markets. So their help is invaluable.
And the Horizon Europe Impact Conference is getting underway at the Convention Centre in Dublin this morning. Tony McEnroe, Managing Director of Sirius XT, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.